Heischkan, hier hört sie bei die. Oi Gewalt, oi Gewalt, oi wei, oi wei,
oi wei, oi wei, oi wei, oi wei. I saw this video that was going around Twitter and I almost didn't believe it. And I went and did some research for myself. There is a group of Israelis, Isra-aid. Might as well be raiding. They're raiding Europe and bringing AIDS.
Israel raid.
So it's a group of Israelis that have come to the shores of Europe to welcome invaders. Literally. Let's watch some of the footage.
Waiting to help them on the beaches of Greece are the last people the Syrians might expect. Volunteers from Israel.
My name is Tali Shaltiel.
Lovely.
Here with Israel, an Israeli-based NGO.
My name is Majida Kardosh. I'm here as a medical team. I work as a nurse.
My name is Iris Adler. I live in Tel Aviv. I just finished med school in Tel Aviv University. I came here through Israel to be on the coast as a doctor.
My name is Manal Shadi. I'm from Nazareth, and I'm the team lead of Israel in Greece.
Our job here is to receive the boats of the refugees that are coming from the Turkish side to the Greek side. There are many, many volunteers on the beach, not many medical teams.
On the line from the Turkish side, they're going through a lot of problems. Their smugglers there are asking them to pay between $1,000 to $5,000 per person. A lot of time they're just shoving them into boats that should fit 50 people, but there are 150 people on the boat. They just leave them midway through the sea and they tell them, you find your own way to Greece, we're not responsible on you. Or they fill like half a tank of gas and they just leave them in the middle of the sea.
Let me pause there for a second. I just want to comment on that. The reason why they do that, by the way, is because international maritime law stipulates that you're actually, you have to save people if they're stranded at sea, right? There's this duty to rescue persons at sea and stuff like that. Maritime law is international law. And that's the reason. It's not an accident. That's why they're putting them with half a gas tank, because otherwise, if they were a capable ship, they could actually push them back or send them back again and say,
of course,
actually, you can go back again. But now they're like, oh, we're stranded. We can't do, help us. Right.
Well, so aren't they just coming from Turkey and they're idiots who don't even have water? I just want to say, though, these women say it's our job. But by who? Have you asked the Greek people? I mean, think about it. Again, you have Jewish women showing up in Europe in a country that is not theirs, that are welcoming invaders. I mean, it's just outrageous. And I just want to say again, too, 70% of these invaders are not fleeing war. They're coming for welfare.
Let's watch the rest and then comment on this.
What we do is go to Hind Point with binoculars, searching and scanning the water, and you start looking for this black with orange dots in the view. And then it comes nearer and you start seeing the rubber boat and all the people on it. It's like one,
here,
two,
come this
three.
Way. Yep. Here it is. Begins. Here's Europe.
Here's the white
it's
people.
A few minutes of chaos. Taking off the babies, girls. People screaming, shouting, helping them, you know, a lot of them don't know how to swim, they're afraid from the water.
Looking at the refugees so we can see who is in need of medical help, and
they
I start
fine.
Shouting, me and Badu Daktar, who need a doctor in Arabic.
They look in good shape.
And so this is the time that we start giving treatment. After that, we start
look
giving
the guys in the
background food
there.
And water.
Look at that. They're like smoking a cigarette there, kind of just hanging out.
Yeah, they don't look starving
with
and
like
desperate.
With neon sneakers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like funny, isn't it?
Give them food and water, warm clothes, something to eat, to drink. After that, I take the map. We have a map that we translate on it in Arabic. Explain to them what is the next step.
What is the next step? Let's explain
oh my
to them
God.
What is the next step. Where this is where you're going to go next. This is what you're going to do next, right?
This is just, how can you not be livid? Again, they're foreigners coming to a country that is not theirs. Do the Greek know about this? Giving them maps, explaining them how to navigate the welfare system, where to go, you know, and then maybe refer them to the German website about how to impregnate women, you know, preferably German women. It's just like,
they found this handbook. We posted the news a while back too, as a Sky News found the basic for EU-bound migrants handbook that was with all these directions. It was like, here's help organizations along the way. Here's where you can go. Here's the places where you can stop. And I was thinking, they didn't know who did this one. Maybe it's Israel who did this one,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Maybe it's them who did this.
Gotta do some research.
Yeah, we didn't actually get to see, and when this news was released, who it was that was responsible for this.
You know, they don't know where they are, okay? So the first thing that I tell them that they are in Lesbos Island in Greece, because some of them, they had like no idea where they are.
We brought a team from Israel, which is Arab speaking, and the effect was amazing.
Hearing your language is very important to them, and then getting the instructions where to go, what to do next, what are the next steps, because they have a lot of uncertainty.
And although Israel and Syria are technically at war, none of that matters here on the beach.
Usually when they get to the beach, they're just happy to see people waiting for them.
It's a big party.
Giving them help and food and clothes and medical treatment.
Why don't they do this to Palestinian refugees?
Sometimes
why don't they build camps for them and help them?
They're just happy to see us, and they hug us and kiss us, and it's very exciting.
Men kissing me like I'm their daughter, you know, on the forehead, saying thank you, saying that I would never have thought that I was going to receive treatment or be able to speak to from an Israeli doctor or share my story with an Israeli.
So okay, let's just really get into the nitty-gritty
of
this.
I'm so mad when I see
this. Yep, I know. It's let's put it in context. We have people from a foreign country that has nothing to do with the relationship of the European Union. They're Israeli citizens, they're Israelis, they're Israeli Jews. A country, by the way, that has like the strictest immigration. We'll get to that later. But they're going to the shores of Europe to welcome Syrian migrants, African migrants, Afghani migrants, Iraqi migrants, pointing the way, standing out and like waving, you know, here it is, coming this way, right?
Yeah, literally doing that. Yeah, it's like, let's go to Israel. I said this on Twitter. Let's get a good group together, go to Israel, start up some aid, you know, and then welcome all the non-Jews, the Arabs, the Africans. Why can't we do that? What would happen then? How about we go there and set up aid for the Palestinians? And why aren't these women doing that if they claim that, oh, we're in such a good relationship with Muslims?
Just don't
focus aren't
on
they
that.
Doing anything nope, just, there in Israel?
Just, let's not even talk about that, right? Israel, right? The Zachariah Zevi, the founder and the CEO, he's like a guy speaking at APAC, you know, meetings and stuff like that. The guy who's the director. They love Israel, no problem whatsoever. They're getting tons of money from other, you know, rich and powerful Jewish
donors. Even
though
APAC is starting the wars that are creating this whole cycle.
And then you come back full cycle around again where you realize, oh, okay, that is the point.
Yeah.
That's what they want to
do. Tons of Jewish orgs behind this particular Israel aid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, we must have our own guards at these borders and scare away these ships when they come. Tell them return or die.
Could you imagine if we did?
See,
this is the thing. If we would have gone to Israel and done something like this, there would be military descending on us in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't even make it there, to be honest, of invading their space, right? How are these people coming here? Are they getting a flight ticket? Then how long can they stay? Where are they staying? This is obviously, there's not a hotel right next by. This is very organized, very planned. They have food, they have water, they have blankets, they have medicine, they have tons of people working for them here. They have translators into Arabic. I mean, this is a huge operation. You just don't do that. And do they go home in the afternoon somewhere or like to a hotel? What times are they there? You know, how often, how long periods are they there? How long can they even stay in Europe? I mean, I'm starting to think maybe all this stuff with Greece, after all, the destruction of their economy before all of the migration wave happened, was a way to weaken Greece in such a capacity that no one would actually even care about the borders, right? Goldman Sachs got in there, austerity measures, the country's in disarray and chaos. No one even knows what's going on. That's when we'll strike. That's when we'll hit them. Because everyone want to get into like Lesbos or some of these other islands. And then from there, they can just piggyback all the way up to Germany and Sweden and Norway for the welfare money.
It makes me think of revenge, too. Again, like another Maccabean-style revolt, right? Let's go kill those pagans and teach those pagans a lesson, right? Like Hanukkah I talked about in one of my videos. I mean, it's an important area for Western civilization. It's an entry point to Europe. Jews have quite a history in Greece, so I don't think that it's not symbolic.
Yeah, it is. It is symbolic, very symbolic, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So they have this idea of tikkun olam, right? Of fixing the world, right? That somehow there's an error in the world, and it's up to us, up to them to fix everything. We're going to repair the world because God made mistakes or whatever. And this is the shape that it takes. I mean, they're getting praise in the international media. These groups helping, but. Again, without people realizing, it's actually a huge strategy behind this to bring in more migrants into Europe to destroy them ethnically, right? Let's take a look at Israel in the meantime, right? How are they treating migrants?
The lowest refugee acceptance rates in the world. They actually turn them away, and then they go to Europe to welcome our invaders. I mean, this hypocrisy is just not called out. And they say, oh, because we fight with Arabs and we're a small country. It's always all these excuses. And it's like, okay, fine, I get that. It's not a problem. You don't want these people in your countries. I get that. But then don't come and judge us for not wanting it and push it into our countries. That's the problem I have with here. Yeah, look at this. By the numbers, Israel recognizes less than 1% of asylum seekers. I mean, talk about the utter hypocrisy. Meanwhile, the World Jewish Congress has, had this big statement, and they said, basically, we support the invasion into Europe. And official German Jewry welcome the non-white invasion. It's just outrageous. I mean, look at these guys. Look at their lovely faces. Do you think that they just have so much love in their heart for Germany, considering their past there during World War II? This is more revenge.
They even have DNA, issues in terms of immigration, right? That you have to have for you to get in to Israel. You have to be Jewish by DNA.
That right? is correct.
And it's actually worse. It's worse than that, because what they're doing now is that they're actually shipping people out of Israel to send them to places like Sweden, right? So they actually pay specifically African migrants, because Jews. Many Jews in Israel, they actually hate blacks. They have a huge problem with racism in Israel. And they hate black people. They hate black Africans. And these groups of people are standing and taunting them and telling them to get out. So one of the measures that they did is to actually pay them money to permanently go away from Israel, immigrate into Sweden. And then consequently, of course, we would take the brunt end of this. Our population numbers, and they also give us this BS that, well, Israel is a small population, and the Holocaust, blah blah blah.
It's like,
well, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, all these countries are smaller populations than Jews in Israel.
Yeah, and of course, and if they're so charitable and giving and care, about human rights, why don't they set something up? Just look at a map of Israel and all that's around it. There's tons of room there in the desert. I mean, this is one of they are the richest ethnic group in the world. They get billions from America. They have money and resources. So why don't they help any of the refugees coming in there around their area, even setting up some camps or tents? They don't, because it's all just fake. It's a big scam.
Yeah, they're using our good nature and our goodwill and our help to target us ethnically, and then they tell us that we should feel good about it. In fact, we should feel good about our demise.
But meanwhile, they don't allow no interfaith marriages. They don't even have civil marriages, so you can only get married with a rabbi, which means only Jew with Jew.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was like, well, the immigration is by DNA.
DNA tests.
But then you have exactly encouragements. I even think that there was this one story when Bar Raffaelli or something, some Israeli model, was going to potentially marry Leo DiCaprio, and it was rabbis writing letters to her urging her not to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't mix with the goy,
That's right.
I think that's funny.